Tonight's shir Simon Reish Sadi Aleph Din Shalosh Sudos, the halacha of the third meal, Siv Aleph. Yehei zahir ma'od l'kayim seudah shlishis. One should be very careful to fulfill the mitzvah of having a third meal on Shabbos. Va'af im hu saveya, even if he is full. Yochel l'kayim oso b'kabeya, he can fulfill this seudah with as little as a kabeya, the size, the volume of an egg. Then if he really cannot eat anything, he's not obligated to cause himself discomfort and pain by forcing himself. So if you're wise, you'll think ahead. Don't fill your stomach at the morning Shabbos meal, so there'll be place for the third meal. The Amor says, "Umi shelo achal b'leil Shabbos." And if a person, for some reason, could not eat the Friday night seuda, yochal shalosh seudos b'yom haShabbos. Then he'll have three meals on Shabbos day. Mishnah Berurah sifkon alf yezoy ma'od. One should be very careful to fulfill the mitzvah of shalosh seudos. Kedisa b'gemara, like the Amor teaches, chayev odom leachol shalosh seudos b'Shabbos. A person is obligated to have three meals on Shabbos. Vasmachu akro, and they support it with the pasuk d'chsiv that it says, "Vayom Moshe." Moshe told them, "Ichlu hayom, ki Shabbos hayom Hashem, hayom umsetzu basoda." Eat today. Today is Shabbos for Hashem. Today you won't find it in the field. Utalasa hayom kasa b'kaseh. The word hayom is repeated three times to indicate three seudos. So Amar Chazal. Chazal teaches further. Kol nakayim shalosh seudos b'Shabbos nitzol mishalosh peronios. Whoever fulfills the three seudos on Shabbos will be spared three punishments. Mechevlo shel Mashiach, the pains of Mashiach coming, umedina shel Gehenim, and the judgment of Gehenim, umimachemes Gog u'Magog, and the wars of Gog u'Magog. Shenemar u'Gomer, like it says. Va'af la'on ya'oiv imakam l'makam, even a poor person going from place to place, tzarech litin lo kol shel seudos b'Shabbos, should be provided with three meals on Shabbos. Chedisa b'Yerodea, b'Simon, Reish, Nun, as is brought in Yerodea as well. V'ayin le'el b'Simon, Reish, Man, Beis, Mishnah Berurah, look back at Simon, Reish, Man, Beis, da'af, b'shvil, su, d'shlishis, even for the third meal, k'shemasig, b'ezem, makom, l'vos, tzarech, l'vos. If you can borrow, and you need to borrow, go ahead, borrow money to pay for that meal. The notes bring an additional point from Kaf HaChaim. The significance of the third meal on Shabbos is that people always have two meals a day. And if you had a night meal and a day meal on Shabbos and stopped right there, you wouldn't know this is anything special for Shabbos. By having a third meal, meaning a second day meal on Shabbos, that shows this is special for covered Shabbos. It's not like any other day of the week. Sivkon Beis, Bekabeya. You can fulfill the mitzvah with as small as the volume of an egg. Lav dafka, not really an egg. Elamat yosim mikabeya has to be a little bigger than an egg. Dekabeya mikri yidayin achil sarai, because an egg's worth is still called a snack. Kamasha kasuv, sof, simon, reishlan beis, as is written at the end of simon reishlan beis. V'lochashiv se'uda, we wouldn't really call that a se'uda. V'yesh oimim, some say, shavila b'kazayis yoyitzi desu, that no, even with half an egg, a kazayis, you will fulfill the requirement of suda, the size of an olive of bread. But one should be more strict if possible and have the larger amount, the size of a little more than an egg. If he absolutely cannot eat, he doesn't have to. The point of the suda is for pleasure, not for pain. But if you think ahead, you'll make sure not to fill yourself up at lunch. Demlo kain, because if you don't think ahead, lif amim hi achila gasa, then it comes out that the third meal is pashla achila gasa, veina chashuva achilas, not even called eating. Sivkan hey, b'leil Shabbos v'chulu, if for whatever reason he did not eat the Friday night suda, then he needs three meals Shabbos day. V'gam ken tzorech l'kadish b'shachris kol kiddush alayla, when he begins his first meal Shabbos morning, he'll say the whole kiddush of Friday night. Milvad vayechulu, without the vayechulu. Imlo kiddush ba'arvus, if he did not make kiddush Friday night either. V'chanal b'simen reish ayin alaf, sivches agulim, before in simen reish ayin alaf. V'oed din b'yontif, the same is true in yontif. Mishlo achal b'lel yontif, if a person, for whatever reason, did not eat the nighttime yontif meal, tzarech le'echol shtei sudos l'mocher b'yom, he would have to have two yontif meals by daytime. The biyantiv achiv hushte sudas anyantiv, the entire obligation is just two meals, achas b'layil v'achas b'yom, one at night, one by day. V'hu adin, sheyom v'shachris kol ha-kiddush shayantiv shalayla. And the same is true that if the first meal he's eating is yantiv morning, he'll make the entire kiddush that he would have said yantiv night, imlo kiddush b'layla, if he did not say kiddush the night before. Sifkan vav shalosh sudos b'yom, so he'll have to have three meals during the daytime. Vim shachach ritzei, bevirchas hamazon, besudashniyah. So what happens if he forgot in benching at the second daytime meal, he forgot to say ritzei, mitzadidim ha'achroinim shtolachzor ulevarich. The achroinim are inclined to say that he does not repeat birchas hamazon. The halacha is that if a person forgot ritzei in shalashudis, they does not repeat Birchas HaMazon. Shal Shudas is usually the second daytime meal. So these Achronim want to argue that even if you didn't eat Friday night, once you get to the second daytime meal, you don't have to repeat the benching for Ritzei, even though it's your second meal of the three. However, the Mishnah Berurah here does not tell us what he says back in Simen Kuf Peches, about the halachas of benching on Shabbos, where he says that if you forgot Ritzei, on the second meal, you do have to go back, even if you did not eat Friday night. The Mishnah Berurah there does not bring this possibility, and he says the first two meals of Shabbos, you must say Ritzei. If you did not, you repeat. Even if you didn't eat at all Friday night, you have to say Ritzei. If not, you repeat. And the Shon HaLochas from Chaim Kinevsky points out that our Mishnah Berurah here doesn't say that, and he says Tzorechin. Kasha Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention over here. I think most poskim do not go with this Mishnah Berurah here. They go with the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Peches. Se'if Beis, Zemana, when is the time for this third meal? Mishyegi is Zman HaMincha, when it's time for Mincha. Dahaina meaning, Sheisho Sumechsa Ulamala. A half hour past Chatzos and beyond, from Mincha Gedoyla. V'masa Koidim L'chein, if you eat the third meal prior to that, you will not fulfill the mitzvah shal shudis. Mechaber holds that you cannot mekayim shal shudis before mincha gedolah. The Amar says yesh oyim, some say the asur lishtos mayim bein mincha lemarv b'shabbos, that it is forbidden to drink water between mincha and marv on Shabbos. The os chayzuras haneshamas legehenim, because that's when the neshamas return to gehenim. And therefore don't eat your sudah shlishis b'mincha marv, because you'll end up drinking. Rather, eat shal shudis before mincha. Others say, no, it's always better to have mincha first. That is the practice of chatchil in all our land. When we come on, however, one should not drink water from the river. But in the house it will be okay. Certainly other beverages are fine. Some say, it's only usur during the year of Avelis for a parent that he should not drink water between Mincha and Marv. Some say the whole Isser is only on Erev Shabbos, not on Shabbos afternoon going into Matzah Shabbos. Sifkan Zayin Mishesh Sha'osu Mechza. The Mechaber holds, you can only shal shudis from Mincha Gedoyla, from a half hour past Chatzos, from Hiskel Lechol HaSudah Shlishis, Koidim Chatzos, if you began your shal shudis prior to Chatzos, V'nimshcha Sudar Ach Shegiyas Man Mincha Gedoyla, and you kept going eating beyond Mincha Gedoyla, Yotza, you would be Yotza. Dalka Ponim Achla Bezmana, because you didn't eat in the right time, for the Ozinim Bezeh Basar Scholar, for this we won't go by the beginning. Sifkan Ches, the Oz Chayzros, why shouldn't you drink water? You shouldn't drink water between Mincha and Marv, because in a Shamas return, that's something to say, does Karv Lizman HaChazor LeGehenim, it's approaching the time when the Neshamas return to Gehenim. Gehenim is closed on Shabbos, and when Shabbos is over, the Neshamas go back. The Yisav Medesh to Medesh says, Kol HaShoyisav Mayim B'Shabbos Bein HaShmashas, whoever drinks water on Shabbos, twilight time, leading into Matzah Shabbos, Ke'ilu Gozel Krovov HaMesim, it's as if he's stealing from his relatives who are deceased. The Mordechai in Avi Pesachim is Maruch, the notes bring, that explains that before the Mason return to Gehenim, they drink water. Before spending the next week in Gehenim, they drink up with water. So if a person drinks when the Neshamas are trying to drink, then you're stealing from them. That's this idea. So there is a debate, an exchange brought in the Tshuvas Divrei Moshe from Moshe Halberstam Zichrono Livracha, an exchange of letters with Chaim Kanievsky, because it was known that the stipler would not even drink seltzer by Shal Shuris after this time frame. And Moshe Halberstam wanted to argue that water is water and nothing else. It's not seltzer. Once you have carbon, it's not the same. It's not what they're talking about. So he writes to Chaim Kanievsky the whole tshuva, and Chaim says it's a beautiful tshuva. Nothing changes. We don't drink seltzer. He's also but Malkum Sakana, when we machmir, implying it's like a sakana to drink water during that time, and they don't drink seltzer, no water, nothing. Not water, not seltzer. Sivkan Tess. Valkane Ein Le'echol. So the Ramah says, since you can't drink during that time, maybe you shouldn't eat shashuris during the time. Because if you eat, depending on Vogam Mashtos, you may come to drink. Sivkan Yud Mincha Tchila. Then the Ramah says, no, it's still better to daven Mincha first. To also lechol at chispal, there's a standard rule: you don't eat until you daven. Vadeya harishona sfirli, the first few holds, the suda katana shoy, a small meal is okay. K'moshe kasa b'sim and reishlam beis, as is written in the same reishlam beis. The notes bring that the Or Chashulchan says that al pisoid, the suda Shabbos follow the specific tefilos, and therefore suda shlishis is specifically after mincha. So besides the halachic issue, do you eat before you daven or not, you get into this issue, al-pisoid, b'davka, daven mincha first, and then tef shalshalas. Sefkan yur'af, v'cheinu agin l'chadchila, the Ramah says, that's the chadchila to daven mincha prior to shalshalas. Uba makom, she'kar shalo l'kayim asud l'acha mincha. But let's say it's a situation when it's difficult to do the su'uda after mincha, yuchal afil l'chadchila kayim asud l'kayim mincha, then l'chadchila, you can have the su'uda before mincha, in the koydim zman mincha katana, as long as it's before mincha katana. The ayin le'el sin reish lam beis mishdebura, b'simin reish tzadi mishdebura, look back in reish lam beis and in reish tzadi. Sifkan yud beis. There's a yesh oimim that's only water from the river. Severely the day is where this view holds. The madi is a medesh anal that when the medesh teaches us, deyin lishtos mayim bein hashmash, us not to drink water during twilight. Hanudavke b'shoisim in hanhoris. That's only if it's from the rivers. Sifkan yugimel rak be'erev Shabbos, and others say it's only erev Shabbos. Shem mefarshim adiyisim meneshanal b'Shabbos ben Hashmashos. They learn that when the Medrash says Shabbos ben Hashmashos, hainu ben Hashmashos leil Shabbos, it's the ben Hashmashos of Friday afternoon into Friday night. Seif gimel. If the morning meal extended up until mincha time, yafsik hasu'uda, interrupt the meal, v'yivarech b'chaz ha'bazan, you should bench, v'yitl yadav, and then wash the yadayim, v'yivarech b'chaz ha'motzi, and say another ha'motzi, v'yisod, and eat, and that way you get your shalshulis by splitting the meal in half. V'nachan ha'davar, and this is proper, shem lo ha'yoseken, because if you wouldn't do it, v'yachash ha'nimshcha su'udas ha'boik ha'ros ha'shah, since the morning meal extends so far to that time, he won't be able to eat shalshulis later on. It's going to be a, so if he's eating so late, he's better off splitting the meal in half because he's not yet full, and then he'll be full by the time he finishes the second half of the meal. Because if he waits till he's totally full, at that point he won't be able to do shalshulis. The Ramah says, "Avomishi yedei she'ef shalechol achash yispal mincha metzibur." But if a person knows he could eat something after davening mincha with a tzibur, lo yas asu the shlishis kadem mincha. Don't do this. Don't do the shalashos before mincha. Miu emaso. But if you did it, yatsa. You would be yatsa. Mishtabur sekon yudav. Yivarech b'chamozim v'chulo. So the mechaber suggests to interrupt the lunch meal and bench. V'kosar chom d'achor ma'it. She'ach ha'kach. And after he benches, yokum. Get up. V'yelech ma'at bin time. Go someplace for a little bit. Don't just immediately wash. V'hanesharam b'mekoyman. Because if you stay in your place, you didn't fulfill the requirement. It's really one big meal. Don't publicize this concept to break the meal in half. Because you can't do it before Chatzos. Not everyone chaps the time. They don't realize that they'll do this even before Chatzos. And that's totally brachas and sricha for no purpose. Sivkan Tesvav, El Achila Gas, the Mechaber suggests bring the meal in half, because he's afraid if you finish this meal, by the time you get to Shalshulis, you won't be able to eat anything. He calls Manu Achila Tzimoka Psucha. When you're eating, your stomach is opened, and you'll eat more. Mashaykh and Achasud, as soon as you stop, and let it set for a little bit. After that, you're not hungry. So the idea is to interrupt the meal with benching. Don't worry about brachas and tzricha. Because you have to do it. You want to do a shal shudush, take it in properly. That's where the more concludes. Well, it depends. If you know that you can have shal shudush, then don't do this. Because you want to avoid the possibility of unnecessary brachas. So if God design, al mishio deh, if a person knows that he'll have shal shudush later, don't do this etzah. Haino meaning, shemisha'er b'nafsho, he calculates for himself. That eating shal shudush will not be achila gasa. Basically, it encourages you to eat your first meal early in the day. Have your first meal early in the day, and then it's a longer time to shal shudush. So God design, acha sheyispal mincha, so the Ramah says, ideally, just wait till after mincha to have your shal shudush. Now, even in the case when Yontif is Matzei Shabbos, so we cannot eat Shal Shudas at the end of the day like you usually would on Shabbos. It's proper to withhold or refrain from making a Su'ud at that point. Bear of Yontif, because it's Erev of Yontif. You want to eat the Yontif Su'udah, the Te'yavon. Kavo Erev Shabbos, the same way Erev Shabbos, you don't eat late afternoon. Mikomalkam, however, if he knows that later in the afternoon he'll be able to have just a little more than an egg's worth of challah, like we said in Sifalaf, lo yichalik su the shachar shtam, don't divide the morning meal in half. The yesh omim, because some say the osur lasos kain, you're not allowed to do that. Mishum bracha she'ein etzricha, because you cause unnecessary brachas. Kazem magen avram b'shem seve chasidim, magen avram quote seve chasidim. If a person only has food for two meals on Shabbos, if he divides it into three, he will not be able to eat any meal to be full. Better eat two meals satisfied than three meals not. When we come back, however, if his morning meal goes beyond Chatzos, he should divide it in half. Like he writes in the Sif, because he will be full when he eats the second time. But really, don't wait after Chatzos for this purpose. The mevatel b'mixas Onik Shabbos, because he's losing out on the Onik Shabbos by delaying the meal. There's a shayla that comes up when Pesach is Matzei Shabbos. So how do you do Shal Shudas? Some people want to divide the meal in half. So the only thing is, according to Mechab, not yet Shal Shudas, because it's only after Chatzos. By definition, you cannot fulfill Shal Shudas before Mechag Dorot for Chatzos. So according to Mechaber, that's not good enough Shal Shudas. That's the only time we really divide the meals in half like this. Se'iv Dalet. Ein Sarech L'Kadesh B'Sud L'Shishis. There's no requirement to make Kiddush for the third meal. Avot Sarech L'Vtsoya Ashtei Kikaros. But you do need Lechem Mishnah. You do need two rolls of bread. The Ramah adds, if you're going to eat several times on Shabbos, every time you wash, you need two loaves. And if you don't have, at a minimum, make sure to have one whole loaf of Shal Shudas. From this, the practice has spread to be lenient by Shal Shudas to have one whole loaf. But it's wrong. One should be strict. There's no requirement of Kiddush. That means you don't have to drink wine prior to the meal. We compare the day of Shabbos to the night of Shabbos when it comes to Kiddush. At night time there's one Kiddush. So too by daytime, when the Chacham is said to make Kiddush, it's sufficient to have one time in the morning. But lechem mishnah, that you always need. Every meal that you have on Shabbos is the same when it comes to the requirement of lechem mishnah. Pachos, make sure not to have less than one whole loaf. What happened is like this. On Friday, the monk came down a double portion. Every person got two omer on Friday instead of the normal one omer a day. When we call Omer, also shtei kikaros. Now, from each Omer, you can make two loaves. Erev Shabbos, how many loaves did you have? Hari Arba, l'shnei amarim. So Aaron had four loaves for the two omer. Achal echad be'er Shabbos. So one omer from Friday is for Friday's meal. The echad be'er Shabbos. The second is for Friday night. The echad be'boker. Third is Shabbos morning. What are you left with? Ha'inishal lo rak echad shalem. All you have is one left that's whole, the shlishis, for the shal shudis. So that's where came the minig of saying it's good enough to have one challah for shal shudis, not two, because that's all they had left from the month. Sifkan chaf shalem, it should be whole. Vim ein, if you don't have one that's whole, da'i beprusa shihi kebeya. It's sufficient to have a piece that's not a whole, as long as it's as big as an egg. Vechanal besif aleph, like we said in sif aleph. The avagav, the mitzvah, lecha mishnah, ein lo, you know, doesn't have lecha mishnah, mitzvah suda mir came, at least he has fulfilled the mitzvah of suda. Sifkan chaf aleph, lemaisa wants to be machmer to take two, likach nine. V'chein ra'u l'nhog l'chadchil, that is l'chadchilah, to have lecha mishnah v'shal shudas. Ki ha-svar v'shoyin hi ha-ikr, because that is the main, the ikr is the first svar to have lecha mishnah. V'toiv l'hader l'varach al-yayin tochsu, there is an inyan to have wine during the meal. Even though we're not making kiddush, there is an inyan to have wine during the meal. The Rambam writes a lashon tzarich lekvoy kol suda mishloshen al yayin, that one should have wine for each of the three Shabbos meals. V'mein lo lechem mishna lekol lechem me'am esuv. Let's say there isn't enough lechem mishna for all the participants of shal shudis. Nachon linuk shezev shabotzei yichav neftor bevirchas hamotzi kol mesuvin. So what you do is the one who has lechem mishna has in mind with his hamotzi to cover everyone there. And should tell the people at the table, they should have in mind to be yotz with his bracha, so they're all yotz lecha mishna. You don't need two rolls for everyone there, you just need two challahs, and one person has the bracha for everyone. Siv hey, tzarech la'asoy siv apash, our shudas has to be bread. V'yesh oimim, some say, she'yoch la'asoy siv b'chol ma'ach la'osim me'echon l'chameshes min adogan. That no, if you have mezoinis, of the five grains, wheat, barley, rye, oats, spelt, that's good enough. V'yesh, others say, shi'och ha'la'asayis b'dvam ha'shem l'abdin b'hem ha'pas. You don't even need mezainis. Things that you eat with bread are good enough. Kibasa, v'dogam, like the proteins, meat, fish. Avalo b'pas, but not fruit. V'yesh, some say, da'afila b'pamis shi'och ha'la'asayis. Even with fruit, you can fulfill the mitzvah shalashudas. Usvar rishayna ikr. The first opinion is the main. You should have bread. Unless he's exceedingly full, in which case he'll use an alternative. The says, oh, the malkam she efshalul lechapas, or it's a situation where he cannot eat bread. Going be erev Pesach, shachalis b'Shabbos. What happens when erev Pesach is Shabbos? Shalosul lechapas lachem mincha. If the mincha can't have bread, he can't have matzah. Because come on, mincha is basically learning his Pesach. So how do you fulfill shalashudis? With basar, with dogim, with peiros. So even those who split the meal in half in the morning of Erev Pesach, the Mekayim Shal Shudas, according to the Shita that it can be used Shal Shudas early in the morning. But as far as Mechab is concerned, and the Ramah too, you're not Yoyt Shal Shudas. So you may have to make sure in the afternoon to have some peiros, have some fish, and that's going to be your Shal Shudas according to the Mechab Shita. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Chof Beis. Tzarech La'asosa B'pas, the Shal Shudas should be bread. Where do we know the dinner shal shudis? So it says hayom three times. Dechsivi gabi mon by the mon. Tzarech la'asos v'pas. They're all the same. It's three hayom, so there has to be bread. V'gam mitzvah lechatchila harbos b'ba'adanim kviyah cholt. In addition, one should add delicacies according to his ability to the shal shudis. So kon chav kelim v'yesh oim sam say shiurch la'asos b'chol v'chul. You can make it with any of the mizonos grains. U'lekuli alma lemitzvah n'muvchen. Now everyone agrees the best way is bepas ushneki koros, is to have bread, two loaves, two rolls. V'chanal v'sifdal, like we said, and sifdal. Now the pligil in the diyeved, the homa chlekes is b'diyeved, how low do you go? Im yatsim is after yoytsis. The first yeshom says, you'll give yoytsim with mezonos. Sifkon chavdal, meyach nechamesh v'chulu, one of the five grains. Shemavarachin aleim b'raim in mezonos, you say mezonos. V'tam de'ezu, the opinion, this opinion holds, kim de'ein derech lechol sudo shish te'avon, since the third suda is not really something that you're hungry for. Saki bihachi, it's enough to have mezonos. She said, "Gam kein tam shardeis," and that's the reason of the other views from Mekilim Zeh that are even more lenient. Sifkan chafei sha'asalo v'chulu erev Pesach das Shabbos, you cannot have any bread or matzah. Alken yikayim osab b'minei tigun she'oyis matzah kesusha. You could fulfill it with a fried food made from ground matzah meal, or b'basim v'dogim, or with fish and meat, or pears or fruits. So if you eat kebrokst, you can have like a canadle or something like that for shalosh shuls, which is mezoinus. If you don't eat kebrokst, you're going to be eating fish, meat, or fruits. Siv vav. Nashim chayavos besuda shlishis. Women are obligated in the third suuda as well. Mishtabus v'kan chavav chayavos v'udah shlishis. Delekol mili de Shabbos. Whenever it comes to inyanim of Shabbos, ish v'isha shavim, men and women are exactly the same. K'moshin isbar b'simin reish ayin aleph, as we clarified in Sen reish ayin aleph. But on and further. Shagam heim ha'yu b'nei shalman. They were also part of the miracle of man. Valkulam Amon, all of them it says, Ichluhu Hayom, eat it today, the Mizan Nilmud Chiyuv Shloshu this Shabbos. That's where we learn the obligation of three meals from the repetition of a yom three times. Women were part of that just like men. Be'alocha points out, Loshu Chayavos, Vegam Chayavos, Bemitzvah Zachamishna. And they're also Chayav Lechamishna. The Chayav and Shalach Sudas, the Chayav Lechamishna, and women should be careful. A lot of women don't eat Shalashos, they should. And they should eat Shalashos with Shalachamishna. If they absolutely cannot, then you're mezoinus. If they cannot, you know, we work our way down. But l'chatchila, they should also have a shalshudus with hamotzi.